The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
We've all heard about hoarding, but little is understood about what causes hoarding disorder, and apparently there's no known way to prevent it. Here to tell us about her book, which is called Everything You Need to Know About Hoarding, welcome to the show, Lynn Drummond.
Thank you very much, Selena, and thank you for inviting me to talk about what I think is a really important and often misunderstood condition.
Yes, I agree, and apparently it's more common than we think.
Absolutely. I think the problem is that hoarding is often treated as if it's something to laugh about, or it's heavily stigmatized, with people being portrayed as if they're dirty or lazy. And that's really, really far from the truth, because hoarding is a serious condition, and it comes with a really very high death rate as well as illness rate. People, for example, in London in 2023, the fire brigade there dealt with over, it was 1,080, I think, fires caused by hoarding, which resulted in 180 injuries and 10 deaths. And that's just from fire, let alone the problems of people having possessions falling on them, the illness that can be from having too many things around about you, and also hoarding does have a very high rate of suicide.
Very, very sad. And as you quite rightly say, it is a serious mental health condition. Is it a condition in itself, or is it a symptom of other conditions, do you think?
Both, I think, is the answer to that. I think hoarding can be a symptom of other conditions, such as people that have some learning problems, or people that have got cognitive decline often may hoard, or indeed anything that causes a problem in your ability to sort and distinguish or to dispose of items. It was recognised, however, in 2013, so really fairly recently, that there was a condition called hoarding disorder, which was a standalone condition. And people like myself were very glad to see that, because up till then, it had been lumped together with obsessive compulsive disorder, to which it's related, but it was really helpful to have a separate condition, because for the first time we could really start researching hoarding and hoarding disorder without getting it confused and muddled in with obsessive compulsive disorder and obsessive compulsive personality disorder, which was where it had been put before.
Okay, so can you try and explain then, Lynn, in layman's terms? I mean, why would somebody start hoarding? Why would they start collecting things and not being able to let go? Is it a comfort to them?
It can be. What we do know, and I've already said that it has only been recognised as a standalone condition for a relatively short time, we know that people that have had deprived childhood may be more prone to hoarding. So that could be deprived in terms of being in poverty and having very few things of their own, or it could be deprived in terms of emotional deprivation. And what we see in people with hoarding disorder usually is that they've got lots and lots and lots of stuff, and they have extreme attachment to these possessions, many of which other people would say, well, you know, there's not much to that, it's just a load of old rubbish. But yet to them, it really, really is very, very important. I was once talking to a lady many years ago about how we would need to start working on reducing her hoard, which was putting her into financial difficulty because she was paying for multiple lockups, etc. And she turned to me and said, so you want to rape me, do you? Because the the extent of how much she felt attached to these items was so strong. So it really is, it's not a minor thing, it's a major thing to these individuals. So deprivation is one of it, one of the issues. We also know that hoarding may be much more common in people that have difficulty in the distinguishing and sort, not distinguishing really, but the sorting of objects. So people with conditions such as ADHD are a bit more prone to have hoarding, for example. So I think there are a lot of different ways that this may come about, but certainly childhood deprivation is one of them, but not always.
It's interesting that you said the lady with the lockup, because I assumed, thinking about hoarders, that they generally have all this, all the things they're hoarding in their home because they need to be close to it. So this particular woman didn't need to see it every day. She just needed to know it was there.
Yes, yes. She couldn't part with it. I once also knew somebody who was very, very, very knowledgeable about films, a very clever man who, was an could write a review of any film that you mentioned and knew every film, I think, way, way back to the early days. And what he did was every day he bought every broadsheet newspaper. And he just stored them. And by the time we saw him, he'd got his house was just, a narrow path through it to couldn't sleep on his bed, a narrow path to the toilet at risk of an avalanche at any time. And he had multiple lockups. And what he would say is, but this is an important collection of film reviews. Whereas, of course, it wasn't. He demonstrated really the difference between a collection and a hoard. If it was a collection, you would presumably remove the film reviews and you would then classify them or put them in a way so you could find them again. They would be sorted and available to you. A hoard is just a mass and you don't know where any individual item is. Mm-hmm. And in fact, what he had was a lot of mouldy old newspapers, which is very different.
And can it start with people at any age?
Yes. There's often a myth that it's a thing for old people, and that's not the true. We know that even children can have the symptoms of hoarding. I think the reason we see it more often in older age groups is that if you're living with other people, the full effects of this are likely to be disguised and hidden because other people deal with it for you. Mm. And so you very often see it coming to light in an older person when maybe their spouse or somebody has died, or they're suddenly living on their own and there's nobody to help them cope with it. Now, this can be confusing, of course, because we do know as well that people with cognitive decline also may start to hoard just because of that inability to sort things. So you've got two things coming in there, and I think that's why people think about it being a condition of old people, but it's not true.
Wow, interesting. So what's the answer then, Lynn? If any of our listeners either feel like they have this hoarding disorder or they know somebody and want to help them, how to deal with it? How can you help?
Well, I think it is. I think one of the biggest problems, Selena, to say the truth, is that at the moment it's highly stigmatized and people with this condition feel hugely ashamed. And the first message I would say is please do not feel ashamed. This is not your fault. It is something and something that you can get help for. There are a variety of approaches and help, but I think the first thing as well would be to look at some of the self-help organizations out there, because that gives you a peer group and maybe the confidence to go forward to seek the help that you need. In terms of help, there's the one that's been the tested the most is known as CBT or cognitive behavior therapy, and that involves really pragmatic and practical attempts to reduce the hoard, to improve your life, and sometimes to look at patterns of thinking. On top of that, there are certain medications which seem to be helpful for some people as well. But I think the first step to getting better is to admit the problem, to talk about it, and to resist any feelings of shame or embarrassment, because this is a very common problem. It's affecting at least 5% of the population, and the more we get people standing together, the more understanding there will be.
And does your book offer any guidance, any help as well?
Yes. The idea of my book, which is written really with stories of people to make it clear, but I've looked at all the research and put it in layman's terms, and then at the end have got a step-by-step guide on how you can help and overcome your hoarding problems. Yes.
That's excellent. And you've written it with Laura Edwards?
That's right. Laura is a writer who is interested in helping me ensure that the writing I do is accessible to a lay audience. She's not a doctor herself.
Okay, great. Well, if our listeners want to buy the book, you can buy it. It's out today. Congratulations.
It is, yes. Very exciting.
Very exciting. It's called Everything You Need to Know About Hoarding, and it's by Dr. Lynn Drummond, who we're chatting to now. Lynn, if our listeners want to find out a little more about you, do you have a website or any social media at all?
I'm on it all. I'm on Instagram, X, Blue Sky, you name it, I'm on it.
So we can find you.
And it's Lynn with an E at the end.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for explaining just a little. I've learned a little bit more about hoarding now, so thank you for your time.
And thank you for inviting me. Thank you for listening.
Been a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.